Dasha has a list, and she decided to play with the kids in the nursery rather than come in. So, but Dasha is thankful for her clothes and her family, her friends. She said for her heart, but what she meant was that it's beating and working right. For her teachers, and she also mentioned by name Meredith and Mrs. Douglas, whom she loves. She said she loves Mrs. Douglas. And she's thankful for her house, her cars. The seasons, her Grammy and granddad, her Babulia and Deda, and that's Russian for grandparents, and for nature. And then Vera said she was thankful for her friends, and she listed them. And Sue Kellogg, you're one of her friends. Ira and I are thankful for the teaching at this church and for the things that, for the blessings that this year has brought us. Alex and a slightly larger home with a yard with a fence. A new car, which was provided to us. Our health. Dasha, our kind of struggles with Dasha in a new school, but how she's adjusting and getting some friendships and new relationships that Ira and I have enjoyed developing. And me specifically, I'm just so grateful to the Lord for the men that he's brought into my life this year. You know, that's something that I prayed a lot about over the course of my life. And this year has been just one of the hardest years of our married life and one of the hardest years for me personally. But, you know, God moves in mysterious ways. And it has been the biggest blessing. This year has been just the biggest blessing in our lives, both as a married couple, probably because it's been so hard, so it's forced us to work through things that we buried and ignored or didn't want to deal with. But the Lord is good. And so yesterday I had the privilege of going out with my dad, who has taken an interest in me too. Well, I wanted to mention some people here by name, Ron Furman and Dodie and even Phil and Mike Emus and others. They probably don't even think that they did anything in particular, but they did. And then my dad and I went out yesterday, and we had this morning of prayer. My dad invited me to join a small group of men with him, and you know, I had a couple of really bad days, just personally, not circumstantially, just in my heart, and I was kind of cold, but you know, the Lord gave this day and this quiet place for me, and it was such a great 2 hours just to be quiet with the Lord, and started off kind of whining, but ended up really praising him for his faithfulness to me. And it convicted me of my need to be more faithful to him. So, because he's been faithful to us, and my wife and I, in bringing us people and provision, we have similar testimony to share about mysterious monies showing up at opportune moments. And then the Lord's sending circumstances into our life that either force us to or just drop us into situations or force us to deal with things. And so this year has really been a blessing as we've learned to rely on God's promises and his goodness and his timing and just to learn to follow in his ways. So we're grateful to the Lord for those things.
I wasn't here last year. I was in Tulsa with my mother, who was dying, and I spent 2 weeks with her until she passed away. And I was, while there, alone. My mother was a believer. My sisters are not. And so that's a very stressful thing to watch your mother pass away, and you're there essentially by yourself, except that I knew that I wasn't, because I had all of you. And that's what I am so grateful for tonight, is that I have this body. And I knew you were praying for me. You didn't even have to tell me. I just knew. It's that cloud of witnesses that Scripture talks about. And I just wanted to thank God for this body. And I know you pray for me at other times, too. I leave occasionally and go on Western Fires. And I came back. I went to Montana, and then I came back from Idaho. And Dan Perkins, bless his heart, came up to me and said, "Are you through now? Are you going to any more fires?" And I said, "No." He said, "Good. I'm tired of praying for you." And I knew, of course, he was joking. And that's what's so neat, is that it doesn't matter. I know that y'all all pray. And I know that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So I'm very grateful to God for this body.
I might start off by saying first, I'm thankful I'm here. And to get that story straight, I'm afraid I'm going to have to start back a little further. And first of all, I'm thankful for Christian parents. I don't ever remember a time that Sundays I wasn't in church. Bible school, Sunday school, as my wife says, I wasn't like you were. I wasn't in the church every time the door opened. But that's where I started. And through high school. And at that point, you know, it was World War II. And things were ready to change. And my dad picked up the phone and called my uncle. Said, "Can you get him into college?" I wasn't through high school yet. He said, "Yeah, I think we can take him for part of the last semester." And so I went to Denver and joined the Navy for training. I went through that, sent to Redlands for school and the Caltech. And they said, "Well, I wasn't going to be able to finish what I was doing," so they sent me to midshipman school. Now I've been in Wyoming, California, now New Jersey and New York, where I went to midshipman school. And so I was just ready to get my commission. And I bargained with God for sure. I want this job. And they called me and said, "You got a weak eye. Was it after VE day? We don't need you." So there was the first disappointment. And so they sent me to boot camp. And during that time was J day. And so I went back and they ran us around for a while. I don't know what else to do with you. They sent you out to where I was chosen to go, and so I went to Corpus Christi and went to school. So when you talk about my Navy experience, it's been all Navy and all over, going to school. And I got my points, got my commission. When they send me back to New York and supply, and I says, "No way." Send it back and tell them I don't want it. So I got out and came back and got ready to go to school. And my dad... And I knew I needed to do something. So I was thinking of going to Boulder. And my dad says, "Well, JBU is a good Christian school, and they have engineering. Go there." Okay. Well, first and foremost, I got my great wife there. And someone who can somehow put up with an engineer. And so that was the first blessing. And so I went, married her and went home for the summer, and I knew I was going to have to go out and find a job. And I was thinking about going up, and somehow or other, my dad got word that they needed a teacher. So they said, "Yeah, we need an electrical engineer." So back down I came. So my wife and everything, all taken care of. And I was there 7 years, and I said, "Well, I need more than a master's degree for teaching," so I came over to Arkansas. we had a good 12 years here. Being I was teaching in Arkansas and so forth, it cost me $5 an hour to get my doctor's degree. But and so he's, see, I had taken care of everything. The year GI Bill was paying for the schools I went to. I also worked we're planning on going to Japan and set up radio broadcasts. They wouldn't let us. So there was another back turned on me, disappointed. And so we came here. God had paid for everything. The year of seminary I got to qualify for back. And so I got my degree and came on. And we taught several places, Christian schools. And so I visited quite a few states. God has directed each step. We didn't know each time until the door opened and he says, there you go. And just think, we're now here. And I'm thankful for this congregation. I'm thankful for the teaching we get. I'm thankful for the fellowship with all of you and how each one of these here are able to help and support each other and carry us all through. And as far as I'm concerned, he can keep me here till he takes me home. And I'm thankful for both thoughts. Thank you.
You know, it's very natural for parents to want good things for their kids. And, you know, we've been blessed the last few years, particularly with blessings for our kids. We've seen God work bringing people into their lives that have really been a blessing to not only to them, but to us. We've seen Luke, who we saw kind of grow up in this church. And he and Carrie, and he been very, we've really been blessed, and Carrie's really been blessed with Luke, and we've seen Tamara come in, and Mary Marcus, and have seen really, it's been good for him, been, and we can see how. Like Melinda says, that if it we'd known it had been this good for him, we would have had him married a lot younger. But and now we have Damon, very special young man, really, and we see he's very, very good for Christina, and we're just really pleased and blessed with all three of our. You know, and I was thinking about this, just the sovereignty of God. You know, we don't know, you know, a year and a half ago, I wouldn't have known Damon from anyone. And God is so good to bring him and bring each one. And it's only his grace and his goodness that does that for us. One other thing I'd like to share as a part of kind of men's group with Ron and Phil, I've been encouraged to think about and tell our life story. Now, I'm not going to tell my life story here, but been thinking about that a whole lot in the last month or so. And so last week, I was having lunch with my mother, and we were sitting just visiting over lunch, and we began to talk about some things, and a lot of the things that came out just within my life story of, and we just had a real good lunch, just to say how much I appreciated her. And how much I appreciated my dad, how much, and it just was a real blessing. And I don't know that I would have had that opportunity or taken that opportunity if I hadn't been encouraged from Ron and from Phil. And I really appreciate that.
I wanted to say thank you to the Lord God, as everyone, and I think anyone who has been married or is married, for my husband. I'm sure you're thankful for my husband, too. But he's been faithful to me for 30-something years, and he knows exactly how many years it is, without I have to get my pencil and paper and remember exactly how many years it was, but the graciousness of God in that. And one of the things, the way he has shown his love to me that I am thankful for is he bought me a piano like this one several years ago. And every time I sit down to play it, I thank God for him. I thank God for his faithfulness to me and the precious gift that is. And one of the things that's on my mind that I thank him for also is I've developed in the last, 5 to 10 years arthritis in my hands. And I'm so thankful that I can still play, that even though joints are doing funny things, that is still a gift that God has allowed me to have. I'm thankful for Megan. I've gotten to know Megan more, and sometimes we share together. And one of the things that recently I have understood and been so thankful for is that, God tells us that we have to come to him with a broken and contrite spirit to be accepted in him, and him to accept that. We go on and it says, I couldn't even do that, that he was broken for me. And I just thank him that he was broken for me and that he has given me the blessings of life.
I just want to thank the Lord that he is my protector, and he still every day, every moment of the day, keeps his angels around my house, and he keeps their arms locked tight together so nothing will harm me. And every night I pray that prayer when I'm starting to go to bed, that he'll keep those angels there and keep those wings locked tight together. And I'm so thankful he does, because 2 or 3 times I have left my key in my door. The times when I've done that, just recently I was looking everywhere for my keys and couldn't find them. I thought, well, I know I didn't leave them in the door. But anyway, I went back and looked, and sure enough, I had. And I just said, Lord, I'm sorry, but you're my protector anyway. And that's not a good thing to do, but anyway, I know he is my protector. I'm grateful for that. And I'm just so thankful for my children, and that they all live close to me, within 20 minutes of me. And it's really wonderful to be able to ride to church with Ken and Carrie almost every week. I learn a lot. I actually learn almost everything that goes on in those kids' Sunday school classes on the way home. And that's really good, too. But that's a real special thing. It helps me. It saves on gas. So I don't have to pay the gas. But I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that back in January, one of my son-in-laws lost his job, and it was because of his honesty with the company, and they fired him. He has 9 children. They had 9 children, and I thought, how is he going to respond to this tragic? To me, it was tragic. But I'm so thankful to the Lord that he never became bitter over that. He was just thanking the Lord for it, because he said, God has something much better for our family. And God did. He has placed him in a job that is much, not nearly as much stress. And he did have to take a cut in pay, but that's fine. I mean, he said, we don't need all of the things that we have anyway. So I'm so grateful for how God and my son comes over and just visits with me. He came yesterday, and just we had a good visit together, talking together. And I'm just grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for my church family. I'm grateful for all of you. You've been such an encouragement to me. And I have just seen how God has grown me to be more like himself because of all of your encouragement to me. And I thank you for that. But most of all, I thank God for it. And I do thank God so much for my health. Thank you.
I just look out at you all and see if you've all heard this story already. If you have, I won't tell it. I don't know, but just in summary, Dodie touched on the crisis in health for me last April while he was in Africa. I never dreamed, we don't ever, do we, that there are certain things that we'll go through, but on Easter morning, I woke up. I was so excited about coming for choir. I love the Easter music, and I was looking forward to that morning, and I didn't get to come. I ended up in bed in a lot of pain. Ruptured disc, no warning. I think most of you know that. And I guess the thing you don't know is that I really thought this would be a quick rebound. I thought, you know, in a few weeks, I'm going to be up and out again and doing the things that I need to do. I mean, there are lots of things that I need to do and I want to do and that God wants me to do, right? And it didn't happen that way. And I began to really wrangle with God, you know, after several weeks. And I went through some of the stuff that people go through that they don't ever talk about a lot, like withdrawal from morphine. You know, never, ever would I have thought I'd ever have to go through that. It was horrible. My husband sat up with me at night because I was afraid to go to sleep. I was afraid to try to go to sleep. So a lot of that stuff, but then after a while, I just thought, this is such a waste with so many needs out there. So many things I could be doing or just helping, and here I am. And so God and I, well, he listened a lot, and I complained, and with time, he began to show me that, no, the things he does are much bigger than my little picture, and it was okay. He was going to work some things in me that I needed. He was going to show me some things where I was that I probably would be too busy to see otherwise. And so it's been 7 months since my surgery. Very grateful for the surgery. It did relieve some excruciating pain. The pain that has remained, it's made me so much more aware of all the people around me who sometimes are never free of pain. And that's good. It's good to be aware of that. My husband, I'm grateful for him. And he's had to do a lot of things for me that I didn't think he'd have to do until I was at least 95. But we got to do them sooner. He still has to help me out with my socks because I can't get to my feet yet and trim my toenails. And it's very humbling. You know, I wait a long time before I ask him, would you check my toenails? But, you know, that's okay. And that's part of our marriage growth. We really, you know, when we vowed to be committed to each other, we didn't know what that meant. 41 years ago, almost. And it included a lot of things that we weren't expecting, but they've been good. Been good for both of us, I think. And when the Lord walks us through things like this and all the things that have been shared up here, man, as I listened, was like Jean too. I'm so blessed to listen, and then I think, why should I get up there and talk about my back? I mean, my goodness, there's such other serious, really hurtful things, and yet, We each go through our own things. And again, this body was there for us, for me, but also for my family. When they got beyond the weariness of, you know, they couldn't go anymore, and you all were there for a long, long time. I finally got to feeling pretty guilty that you're still bringing us food, but I was so grateful. So I thank God for you all, and those who came and those who called and those who just prayed and kept praying. And I want to say, we pray for Miss Carol and Sue and Susanna Taylor and Linda, who do the Bible Club after school at Westwood School. That is my heart. I love to be in that setting with children. I know that planting the word in their lives can change their lives forever. And as I pray for them, I'm pulled. I'm pulled because I want to be there. And I still can't. I can't drive and park my car anywhere close enough so I can walk into the school, you know, real, very easily and spend the time and then get back out and drive home. I can't do that yet. And so I've kind of, you know, gritted my teeth about that. So in the summer, before Bible Club ever started, the Lord moved a new family in next door to us into a house that had been empty for over a year. And a little 7-year-old girl, you've heard me talk about her, some of you, named Lucy, began to come to our house. And she comes every day. And at first I thought that was pretty fun. And after a while it wasn't so much fun, you know, because I had things to do. But one day, you know, I realized I can't go and do Bible Club with children yet. But God has brought a little girl to me, to my house. And I don't have to drive anywhere. You know, I don't have to even prepare. She just comes in, and we just talk about school, and she tells me everything about her family. And then we start memorizing scriptures, and at first it's so hard. She cannot memorize Genesis 1:1. I was telling somebody this the other day. I've been reflecting on this. It was so difficult for her. She could not get it. I don't think she had ever memorized anything, ever. And I began to see that she really knew nothing about the scriptures, about God, even about Jesus' death and resurrection. She knew nothing. And so through these months, with her coming every day, she has memorized a lot of scripture already. And she comes in now and she says, "Can I say my verses?" And I say, "Yes." And she says, "My new one, I've been practicing it at home by myself." And I say, "Are you saying it to your mom?" "No." "Are you saying it to your sister?" "No. I just do it by myself." And she really does. She's 7. She can't read yet. I mean, not much. So, all that to say that I thank God that he brings ministry to us when we can't go. And that's what he's done for me. And then this psalm that we read this morning, Psalm 145, many months ago, probably 8 months ago, I was reading this psalm. And the verse that God really pricked my heart with was the one that says, "One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." And I felt very convicted that maybe my own children were not going to know the mighty acts that God has done in our family. And so we began to make notes, write down things we could remember from the time Dodie and I met and married and the whole story, 41 years worth. And one night, or back in the summer, We set up our video camera and went and sat down and, you know, turned it on. And we began to just talk to our children, to our grandchildren, and to whoever else they will show it to in years to come, declaring God's mighty acts in our family to them. And we told them about how we met, what a miracle that was, and how God saved one of our babies that really should have died more than once before birth, about how he saved one of our children when he was over a year old, thought he was dying, about how he, one of my favorite ones was how we moved to a town and we were going to buy a house, and we went to look at houses, and there were two houses side by side, I think, or on the same street, not far from each other. One was a three-bedroom, one was a four-bedroom, and this is when we just had maybe two children. And I liked one, and Dodie liked the other. Now, what do you do? Well, we bought the one that Dodie liked. And that was okay, no problem, but the fun part of that story is we left there, came back to Arkansas. It was going to be a month or so before we moved. And we got a call from the bank saying our loan had been denied. A promising young doctor denied a loan on a small house. You know, it was so incredible. Well, that story is one that our children don't know. God protected us from buying that house, because we weren't going to be there very long. We didn't know that. But just story after story after story of those things that we want our children to know and we want our grandchildren to know, because they weren't around, of course. But that's really exciting. And as we just sat there in the house by ourselves in front of this video camera and just walked through these stories again, you know, it made us tear up to remember again how faithful God has been, and go back to the details. It's a great thing to do. And then the word taught here, I always have to say that. When we visit other places, when we're on trips and things, I'm just amazed at what a blessed place we have here at Fellowship Bible Church in Springdale. And I'm grateful for the word that's taught here. Thank you.
I think we're going to have to close this part of the service. Time flies. We want to have some time for our fellowship afterwards as well. We have a lot to be thankful for, and it all relates to what the Lord has done for us. I think it'd be appropriate to turn to number 43, and we can sing this in conclusion. We all know it. We can sing it a cappella, Bonnie. Thank you. It's just a very familiar song, but the words are marvelous when we think of some of the things we've heard tonight. So let's stand, and what I want to do is I want to sing the first verse, and then sing the second verse, and then sing the chorus. So we'll sing the first verse, then the second verse, and then sing the chorus. And let this be a conclusion to your testimony of thankfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And that truly is a good thought. So let's sing the first verse, the second verse, and then the chorus.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Let's pray, and then we'll have time together back in a fellowship hall. Father, tonight we have offered up to you a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to your name. We pray, Lord, you would accept it from our hearts as from grateful children to a loving and kind and good Father. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to each one of us individually and to us as a body. Thank you for this past year. In every way, we have been blessed beyond comprehension. And we are still here, Lord, as yours. So do accept this offering from our lips. Be honored and glorified with these words. Thank you for this time and for these who are here. Bless us even now as we fellowship together. In your name, amen.